There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Back now with more Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program. Coming up, an update on Greece. Last night we had talked about how there was a run on the ATMs over the weekend because banks are usually closed on weekends. People were emptying out cash. 500 out of 7,000 ATMs in Greece had been completely emptied out as of Saturday.
Whoops.
Then on Sunday they called for a bank closure, a bank holiday as it is called.
Whee! It's a holiday!
For today.
You can't get your money!
Right. And, well, of course, the banks have access to it, but you can't. And, of course, a bank holiday gives all the bankers time to get their money out before
Why don't they call it a banker's party? I mean, why do they call it a holiday? Like, are they fooling anyone?
I think they might be fooling someone.
Okay.
There's got to be somebody out there who's fooled by this. But
oh, it's okay. It's just a holiday.
Who could be against a holiday? You don't want these bankers to not have a day off, do you? Well, anyway, we'll talk about what's going on there because it's getting worse in Greece. And as you thought it might, it is. We'll tell you what's happening. On the way here, 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. It's Ian and Derek J. in the studio. Let's go to Dave. He is on the road in Massachusetts. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Thanks a lot for having me on.
Sure, Dave. Go
ahead. Yeah, I wanted to chime in a little bit on this little controversy over the Confederate flag here this weekend at Fort Fest.
What controversy?
I just saw a few posts flying by. I was pretty interested in reading those. But moreover, and what's most shocking in this, I think initially a lot of us saw the beating of the drums through the media these last few weeks. Obviously, something horrible happened. Someone adopted this symbol as their rally flag. And, of course, all the gun grabbers going to take full advantage of this. And what happened at Porkfest is that I was having just a great time meeting people throughout the weekend. And I go down for the big class picture at the end. And
yeah.
I'll be darned if one of the staff didn't come up to me and say that my Confederate flag, that certain people were a little sensitive to it and did not want Porkfest to be viewed as a racist gathering. And it just blew my socks off. This is, in my head, is the antithesis of what this event is supposed to stand for. Really blew me over. And what I told them was, you know, I was going to leave the scene without incident, just out of respect for the event. I've been there for year after year. But I was going to do so in protest. And I told them more specifically that the real shame in this is it's a lost opportunity to educate. And that's what I thought was supposed to be going on up there. You know, I really liked the event. I got to meet some great people from all over the place over the years. But these last couple of years have really kind of taken me aback a little bit. And to be banned from the picture is bad enough. You know, their new security efforts up there, I think, leave a little bit to be desired as many of the locals were stealing the mag.
Were you banned from the picture, Dave?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you wanted to fly the flag?
Yeah. I was flying the Confederate flag, and I was dragging the UN flag in the dirt, too.
Do you think I should be able to fly the white nationalist flag in the Porkfest official picture?
You know, I think anyone who wants it, if we're truly going to have free speech, it's not the popular speech that needs to be protected. It's
I don't support having that kind of free speech personally, sir. I mean, I'll have to say I would not want to associate with anyone who supports waving a white nationalist flag. I can understand where you're coming from, that you don't believe that the Confederate flag stands for racism, but a lot of people do, and so I can understand the hesitancy of the Porkfest organizers to restrict that from appearing there. And the fact that you would feel comfortable with having someone waving a white nationalist flag gives me pause, sir.
I didn't say comfortable. I never said that. But then if to take a right from someone else, you're taking a right from...
It's not your right. It's private property. So, you know, on private property, you don't have a right to say everything you want to say. Like, for instance, right now, you're on the airwaves on Free Talk Live, and this is a private property. We allow generally anyone to talk about anything they want, but if you use the F word, then I'm going to have to hit the dump button and get rid of your phone call. You know, that's just one of the rules here on this private property. While I support freedom of speech, that doesn't mean I necessarily have to support everything that everyone is saying with their freedom of speech, nor do I have to associate with people who would use their speech in certain ways that many people would find very, very offensive.
Yeah, I kind of look at it this way, Dave. Like, I'm not offended by the Confederate flag. To me, it represents an attempt by the states in the past to reclaim their sovereignty, and I don't see it as having racist roots, although I know a lot of people would disagree. But I would have a problem with someone flying a white nationalist flag in front of me in some picture, because it would suggest to the viewer that I am a white nationalist, and I'm not, you know, and I don't want to present that image.
It certainly suggests that you weren't willing to do anything about it, right?
Right,
like,
right.
You didn't say anything.
Yeah, like here I am smiling and then looking like a racist. And to a lot of people who look at the Confederate flag, I get how you and I see it differently, but there's going to be someone who looks at that and says, oh my goodness, look at all of these racists. What? I don't want to be a part of that group. And, you know, so the symbol has the meaning of racism, yeah, whether we want to attribute it or not.
Well, you know, but we got to stop letting the government and other interests steal the vocabulary and steal the meaning and redefine things.
Well,
how do you do it?
Here's an example. Let's say that some lunatic comes up and adopts the PETA logo and puts on his flag as a rally cry and comes up and sets me on fire because I'm wearing leather boots. You know, mm-hmm. Would I go after PETA for such a thing? Did they condone that? Did they instruct him to do that? PETA does some very odd things, but I don't think they condone setting people on fire.
Right.
Now, should the, you know, Porkfest, it's the Porkfest porcupine got adopted by some lunatic. I mean, when are we going to stop letting them steal the vocabulary and redefine?
Well, I get where you're coming from, but there's a difference between some lunatic adopting your symbol and putting it up on his crazy website that nobody goes to, and decades upon decades upon decades of mass confusion and misinformation surrounding a symbol, right? So what you're saying isn't exactly comparing apples to apples here. I mean, the Confederate flag has a lot of baggage attached to it. The porcupine logo doesn't have that baggage attached to it, and one lunatic appropriating it for their website or their movement that no one really pays any attention to is a relatively irrelevant thing. But the Confederate flag, trying to save the Confederate flag, is just as, I think, futile as trying to save the word anarchy. I mean, there's a bunch of people in the liberty movement who love to plaster themselves with the word anarchist while giving some long explanation for, oh, wait, I'm not an anarchist like those anarchists over there, those ones setting buildings on fire and, you know, destroying private property. I'm the anarchist that supports private property. I'm the anarchist that this and that. So they have all this explaining to do about their, you know, the word that they've applied for themselves. Whereas if you call yourself a voluntarist, you don't have to deconstruct the word anarchism and explain to people why your anarchy is the proper anarchy. You can just explain that as a voluntarist, you support human interaction being consensual. End of conversation. So, I mean, you know, get a new flag. Don't try to save this old flag. It's,
yeah, make a flag. What about a New Hampshire secession flag?
What about the due diligence that was in place when that flag was formed? I mean, every color, every symbol, every star means something, and not one of them.
It doesn't mean anything to anyone these days.
I don't know what the stars stand for.
I would have to go and read a Wikipedia article about the Confederate flag. And I was born in the South, right? I support the idea of secession. I'm all in favor of secession. But that doesn't mean I'm going to start waving the Confederate flag out of my window or attach it to the back of my pickup truck.
My message wasn't to go out there and advocate that we secede from the nation. It really is.
Then why? Why wave the Confederate flag? What's the point?
To educate.
Get
out there. I walk amongst people. I work in a town hall where people walk around like zombies. And
if you're not educating about secession, about what are you educating?
Really, it's about the refusal to let that be demonized and redefined for a political end. And for me,
but why?
More personally to me, is my willingness to resist.
just in general.
But you have no reason. I mean, just because you like the symbol? I mean, what's the reason for flying the flag?
If it's not
to support secession, hang on, Dave, I'll bring it back. I'd like you to answer the question, because I'm very curious. If you don't support secession, why are you flying the Confederate flag? Unless you're a racist. That's not what you are, right?
Discover how deep your American roots go for free this 4th of July weekend. Go to TryAncestry.com to get free access through July 5th. Visit TryAncestry.com anytime this Wednesday through Sunday, and you'll have free access to our collection of records from the original 13 colonies. And with a new visual story experience, celebrate this 4th of July and take advantage of this free access weekend. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Rule, must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with
More Free Talk Live. Talking about the Confederate flag, this is apparently, Derek J., something else that has been in the news. While you and I were having a blast for a week at Pork Fest, there's all kinds of news about somebody taking down the Confederate flag in, what was it, South Carolina or something like
that. Why'd they take it down?
That's about all I know, Derek. Honestly, I haven't been following the news. I am completely disconnected for a week while I was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Mm. But all of a sudden, the Confederate flag's in the news again, and people are talking about it. And
why?
I guess,
like, people care about these flags so much. The flag burnings, the flag raising. Oh, you have to dispose of a flag properly. You have to fold it up. All of this worry about the flag.
It's just a thing.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Didn't the Dukes of Hazzard used to wear the Confederate flag on, like, bikinis and stuff?
It was on their car, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I believe it was. So, look, I got no problem if you want to wave the Confederate flag from your home or your car or whatever. It's your life. It's your thing. I support secession, but I'm not going to wave the Confederate flag. I mean, by all means, the South should rise again.
It's too confusing. This guy, Dave, says that, you know, he flies the flag to educate. But the flag is not a book.
No.
It doesn't educate. Okay? It's a symbol, and so it stands for something, and in people's minds it stands for different things. So at that, it's a very bad symbol. It's
right. The only way you could educate someone with it is if someone took the time to ask you, hey, why are you flying that flag? And that's what I just asked Dave a moment ago before we went to break, and
right.
I wanted to hold on to him to get his answer here in a moment. Why this is so important to him? Because he said it wasn't about secession for him. So if it's not about secession, then what is it about?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
So we'll get into that. If you're online, whether it's your cell phone, your laptop, your work computer, if you're online at all, there's a good chance somebody is monitoring what you're doing. Maybe it's your internet service provider who's logging every website you visit, every search term you enter, keeping those logs for several years in some cases. Perhaps it's a criminal sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets while you're sitting there tapping away at your favorite coffee shop. You know, all of these things are possible unless you encrypt your internet connection. Then it makes it near to very impossible to actually monitor anything you're doing online when you have ProXPN. That's what ProXPN does. It's a global virtual private network that encrypts your data that you're sending and receiving online. And that means that your ISP will no longer know what you're doing. And those criminals sniffing your Wi-Fi packets will be foiled. So go and get started over at proxpn.com/FTL. You can download their software for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. Get started for free over at proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade, however, to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. You can do that for 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy their annual account with code FTL50. It breaks the price down to about $5 a month, and that is good for the lifetime of your account. So when you're ready to continue on for year number two, you'll get the same awesome deal from proxpn.com/FTL. Don't forget to use promo code FTL50. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. It's an awesome level of privacy protection for a very small price. ProXPN.com/FTL, promo code FTL50. As we get back to Dave, he is on the road heading toward Massachusetts, leaving the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Dave, you were disappointed being asked to not participate in the large group photo that is taken every year at Porkfest this year because you were intending to fly a Confederate flag. There were some, I think, legitimate concerns that people looking at the photo might get the wrong idea. They might jump to a conclusion that because the Confederate flag was in the photo, that meant that this was a group of people who are racist. And obviously that's not the case. I mean, there were black people at Porkfest, probably in that very picture would be my guess. But nonetheless, I could see why the organizers were concerned with that. I went on to ask you the question of why you support the flag so much. Why is it so important to you to save this old symbol? What is it about it?
Well, I think just before we went to break, what I said was a little bit misapplied. In that, you know, I'm not saying that I do not believe in secession, as I do too. I don't think we should go along just because we're told to. States should have the right. Their governors should have control of their individual states and not be forced to do really much of anything by the federal government and to secede if necessary. So,
but that's not why you fly the flag, the Confederate flag.
This year specifically, because of what's going on in the press right now, what we're seeing right now, and this is where I'm a little bit surprised, that you guys might not identify to the danger that you're seeing here. If you just give up, you throw in the white flag and say, you know, this flag, this state flag has been tarnished so badly and called racist for so long, let them have it, let's give up.
Mm-hmm.
What is to stop them from doing that to anything?
They do. What about
I apply
words
to the Free State Project?
But words and meanings change over time.
Yeah, these things don't happen overnight. I mean, the Confederate flag has been associated with racism for decades. This isn't something that somebody just decided, oh, let's change what this thing means to people. You know, all of a sudden you're
telling us liberty people are extremists and we're showing up on watch lists. I'm a 2-time Ron Paul delegate to the convention, and I can tell you, well, this country is in a lot of trouble. And if you keep giving up on everything, and you know, I've never been outside of the boring state of Massachusetts in my whole pathetic life. I'm not a Southerner. But I'll tell you what, I'll fight for their symbol. Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense. It's not their symbol.
No one's asking you to.
It's not their symbol.
A state flag is being demonized as a racist symbol, and it is not. It is a propaganda.
But who cares?
Flag.
I mean, why is it so important to you?
We all should.
No. We all should not, and we all never will. You can't get everybody to agree on one thing, but it's still not clear to me why you've taken this, you know, this mantle up. Why is this something that you're willing to spend your time, your precious time? You only have so much time every single day you can spend on things, and you've decided to tote this ancient old flag that is super confusing to people as far as what it actually means, as though, you know, you're somehow going to single-handedly repair its reputation.
Well, I got to tell you, out of the 100 or so people that approached me to take pictures and ask questions, I had an opportunity to explain that the red and that flag was for the blood of the soldiers that secured their freedom and liberty, that the stars were for the individual colonies, and that cross, that was their X, that was their vote against a top-heavy statist type of situation and individual states' rights. The symbols and everything were carefully discussed and formed to make a very specific statement. And it's not a symbol of racism.
And it's been lost to the sands of time. Whatever that statement was has been long gone, and so why you're spending your precious man hours on this project, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
But if that's if that's your thing, that's your thing, man.
Yeah, I was multitasking. I was on vacation at the same time. But on the other end, although I had the Confederate flag flying on a birch rod, I also had the UN flag dragging in the dirt.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you. I don't know. I don't get it.
So
really don't get
what if everyone understood the Confederate flag the way Dave does? Then what?
So what? Yeah, are we going to secede tomorrow? No, probably not. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. You know, I've got limited time. I want to spend time helping people understand the ideas of liberty, and waving around the Confederate flag is not going to be the most efficient means of doing that. But what do you think? You can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves to bring up whatever you would like to discuss with us and our audience. Our toll free number is 855-453. We've got Skype as well. Now that we're back in our Keene, New Hampshire studios from a week in the woods, we finally have Skype available again. You can call us on Skype at username lrn.fm. You have to add Free Talk Live as your friend first. So add username lrn.fm. We will approve it. And then once that's done, it'll be easy for you to call us from that point forward via Skype. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. Ryan is listening in Illinois. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. I had an idea for the Burning Man people and how to deal with the rock star bureaucrats.
Yeah, okay, for our listeners who don't know what you're referring to, there was an article we talked about last night. The folks who are trying to put together the Burning Man Festival for, I don't know, like its 28th or 29th year this year are running into more difficulty than ever before with the Bureau of Land Management demanding that they build a, in addition to $4 million in fees, $4 million just to actually have the spot in the Black Rock Desert which nothing exists out there, but, you know, they're charging $4 million to rent that space. In addition, they now want a $1 million VIP compound complete with flushing toilets, which are unheard of on
in the desert.
On the playa in Black Rock City.
Okay.
Flushing toilets and all manner of ridiculous demands about all kinds of fancy foods and sinks and washers and dryers and just kind of just a crazy super kind of rich area for these government agents to hang out in, the VIPs, if you will. Anyway, that was what the story was. Go ahead, Ryan.
I figured, you know, maybe they could follow all of their rules, you know, get all the stuff on their food list and just build their mansion for them, but build it out of glass to promote government transparency and have a little greenhouse through the desert there. And you can go every day, and you can put fresh Choco Tacos down and have them melt in the greenhouse. And then when they don't like it and they say, well, you did it, but, you know, this is unacceptable, you could say, oh, yeah, we'll have a committee, we'll look into that, we'll do our own investigation and, you know, come up with rules to try and make it better next year. And maybe, you know, maybe they'll have to have somebody resign over it, too.
It's a cute idea, but I suspect the construction, given the detail that is paid to the types of food that are to be offered in this contract, you mentioned the Choco Taco, that was one of the requirements. Given the attention to detail paid with that, I suspect there will be some level of attention to detail paid as far as the construction materials and how the VIP palace will be constructed. Unfortunately, the Bureau of Land Management holds the cards on this one. You know, they have the land, and they know that the Burning Man organizers want that spot, and that's why they've raised the price.
Why does it have to be that spot? Can't they go somewhere else?
It should go to private property, is what it should do. But they've had this spot for two decades now, and they want to continue there for obvious reasons. But now it's getting ridiculously costly. It was in 2011, I think it was $800,000. 2012, it went to $1.4 million. 2013, it went to $2.9 million. 2014, it went to $4 million. Now it's $4 million plus $1 million VIP facility for government agents.
Look, some people may look at this as like, hey, well, we've been there so long, and we deserve to be there. But, you know, and then it's wrong to back down if government agents or a mafia or whoever says, hey, nice land you got here. It'd be a shame if something were to happen to it and we're going to charge you $1 million or $4 million to use it. Just go somewhere else. Well is the best revenge? Why don't you just move on? It's not like you're defeated or you can still have your event and make it a success. Just move to a different place. I'm sorry, the bureaucrats won this one.
I know you can buy right now in New Hampshire, which isn't the arid desert. You can buy forest land in New Hampshire. There's 376 acres of it for sale right now, just out on the border of Keene and a couple of other towns here in this area. Last time I looked, it was getting close to $1 million.
So you could have a lot of money left over.
$4 million that you're going to give. Like, over the last 5 years, these guys have given several million dollars, like $10-plus million, to the Bureau of Land Management just so they can throw this party. They could take $4 million, they could take half that, and probably buy a plot of land that would be bigger than Black Rock City could ever possibly grow to encompass.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is just so insane that they're going to continue to try to negotiate with the BLM. Ryan, anything else you want to add to the discussion?
Yeah, I just thought it'd be fun to make it uncomfortable for them, and maybe you could accidentally make the glass with a convex shape and kind of do what kids with a magnifying glass do to ants.
Burn them up. Thanks for the call, Ryan. I appreciate it. It would be interesting to see how the burners responded to this sort of palace, this palatial VIP structure being built on this sort of this place that is known for being very back to its roots kind of mentality. I don't know how to best describe it. I've never been there.
Just ruins everything.
Self-sufficient.
Why do they have to get involved in this in the first place?
They asked the government for permission to be there. So it was the folks from Burning Man that went to the government.
That's a real mistake.
Right.
I mean, I hope they've learned from this. Like, oh, hey, maybe
apparently
next time
they haven't
yet. Ask.
I mean, it's now 20-something years where they've been paying the government some sort of amount. Only in the last 5 years it's been getting into the point of ridiculousness. But, you know, apparently they haven't learned yet. Now, they're balking at the demands, the burning
in
organs.
I can't believe what they're making us do.
Right.
It's like, well, why did you ask in the first place? You know, it's so much better to ask forgiveness than permission, especially with these government bureaucrats. The answer is always going to be no, or pay us more money.
Of course it is. And to double it year after year? I mean, this is an adding insult to injury.
They've really got some nerve charging this money to the people. Like, first of all, you only get to sell or rent land to people if you justly acquired that property.
Sure.
And we know, everybody knows that the government didn't justly acquire the property that it owns, that it just stole it or it took it by force. So who could possibly think it's legitimate to pay rent to an organization of people who never even own the land?
It's not like you're paying for any kind of services. I mean, the Bureau of Land Management is making the claim that we need to have our bureaucrats out there for this. Well, for what? What are you going to do?
Shake people down as they enter, make sure they don't have any fun drugs with them.
Well, I don't know if BLM does that. That would be the police. But okay. The Bureau of Land Management in this case, they're not providing cleanup services. It's not like Burning Man is paying $4 million and they're getting somebody to go and like clean the area up.
They pay $4 million and then they get to have their event.
They get to clean it up too. Like,
oh boy.
They get to put the event together. They get to run the event. The Burning Man people
clean it up.
They sound
like a bunch of suckers. I'm sorry, but how much are people paying for these Burning Man tickets?
Too much. I remember a few years ago, and this was before the price went insane for just the rental that Burning Man's paying. It was $370 just for one ticket.
Isn't this the same place that, like, bans money?
That's correct.
Can't... Okay, fine. These people can live in the woods and be stupid together. You know, if they're willing to pay millions of dollars to the government for nothing, and then they ban money because they're so, principled.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, they're confused and stupid.
Super confused. I don't know if they're stupid, but they're...
No, they're stupid. I'm sorry. If you're going to pay $4 million for land that you could go buy somewhere else where it would be more comfortable, and you just tell people, hey, it's happening here instead of there.
Yeah. It just doesn't make sense. There are so many people involved in the Burning Man community. We're talking about a city that forms of nearly 70,000 people.
Yeah.
Every one of those 70,000 people knows another 1,000 people. Somebody knows somebody who's got some land in Nevada who would be either willing to rent it temporarily or sell several acres of it so they can throw this party every year without having to spend millions of dollars on nothing.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have to worry as much if you have private security.
You could throw the cops
police.
The hell out.
Yeah.
That's one of the other great points, Derek J., because the cops have been getting worse and worse. If you talk to people from Burning Man, there's a greater police presence year after year, and it becomes way less fun to be tripping with a bunch of cops around. That's just... I'm just going to speculate on that. I don't think I would like to be
I don't want to see blue lights
around a bunch of cops, especially cops that are making arrests of my fellow burners, if I were one, which I'm not. But I am still fascinated by the festival. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius. zog.ninja. Code FTL.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Whether you want to talk about Greece or, let's see, we also discussed the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the gay marriage Supreme Court decision, and whether or not that's going to have an effect on gun rights. The Confederate flag came up tonight as well. You can join us here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Right now, Derek J., you are tooling around over on Amazon looking to make a purchase. Just added something to my Amazon wish list earlier today. I've been actually meaning to get a new router for the studio here, and cool. I was kind of playing around because I knew Porkfest was coming up, and I don't want to order things from through Purse while I'm not at home, because when you order something through Purse and the product gets delivered, usually the person who ordered it for you is waiting urgently for you.
Yeah,
to
I didn't
it.
Know that. Whoops.
Yeah, so
I got home and sent through the escrow.
Right. So what happens with Purse is you can get up to 25% off or more on your Amazon purchases. And the way you do it is you use Bitcoin to make the purchase. And so essentially somebody is buying your Bitcoin. They're paying for the Amazon product at full price and essentially paying a premium to purchase your Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. So the person who's buying the Bitcoin, they want to get their Bitcoin. And so they sometimes are a little impatient. They'll send you a message maybe now and then saying, hey, has the product arrived? Go ahead and release the funds. And so I always want to make sure I'm going to be around if I'm doing this. So I added a router to my wish list on Amazon, went over to purse.freetalklive.com, and I added my wish list in there, and it sucks all the items out and puts them into Purse, and then gives you a little slider, and it asks you, what percentage discount do you want? And I decided I wanted this thing fairly quickly, so I set it at 20%.
Okay.
It was filled within an hour and a half.
Wow.
meaning someone decided to make that purchase for me on Amazon, that router, specific router that I wanted, within 90 minutes of me saying I want this thing at 20% off. You can get 25% off or more, or up to 25%, whatever amount you want, basically, off on from Amazon. Now, the larger the percentage, the longer you're going to have to wait. So the same router, I set at 50% while I was at Porkfest because I figured no one was going to bite at 50%. And indeed, no one did bite at 50%. So again, as soon as I set it to 20%, bam. It sold. And so that's how awesome Purse is. You can go to purse.freetalklive.com. When you sign up through that link, Free Talk Live will get a very small percentage of each transaction that you do at Purse. And once you go through purse.freetalklive.com and sign up for an account, you can go through their regular URL from that point forward. So you don't have to keep going through purse.freetalklive.com. That's just to sign up and get some amazing deals on the stuff you're going to buy anyway. When you pay with Bitcoin, you can get a bunch of money off. Purse.freetalklive.com. It works. I love it. Huge fan of the Purse system. And you've started using it, right, Derek?
Yes, I use it all the time now.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, I'm addicted.
So anyway, let's continue here. We were talking, or I guess we were going to talk about Greece. We never really got into the story. I think that was because we had that call about the Confederate flag. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is there anything more to say about the Confederate? I don't think there's much more to say.
Well, one thing that I learned recently is that the Confederate flag, as most people know it, is not the Confederate flag that was flown during the Civil War. I just recently read, you know, the one that most people know is the cross, the one that Dave, the caller, was describing, never actually flew in the Civil War, people think it did. The stars
just goes to show people don't know much about the Confederate flag.
Yeah,
right?
Even those who are seeking to educate others, as Dave seemed to be doing. So anyway,
let's talk about the Greek flag in this case. The Washington Post is giving us an update on what's happening there. Today was supposed to be a bank holiday in Greece, which, of course, was previous to a major deadline that Greece had was about to hit, I think, tomorrow. And it's technically tomorrow in Greece right now. This deadline about the money that they've been loaned, this bailout money that they've been given by 19 countries, I think mostly from the Eurozone. But here's a story from Washington Post. Greek leaders planned to shutter their banks for 6 business days starting Monday. So it was going to be one day. Yesterday they said, oh, we're going to close our banks on Monday. And now Monday comes and they're saying, we're going to close the banks all week long. 6 business
days.
That'll
solve the problem.
Yeah. Which means 6 business days, so that's 5 days for the week, and then Monday next week.
What is their hope, that people just forget they need money? Like, oh, hey, honey, like, go to the bank on Monday. Oh, it's closed. Oh, okay, yeah, it's going to be closed all week. Like, oh, we don't need money. Yeah, just forget about that.
Well,
you know, we don't need to go grocery shopping or do any of the important things we need to do with money.
They're just trying to figure out what the hell they're going to do next, I think.
I'm just wondering, do the ATM cards work at the grocery store, or is it just that the ATMs themselves are running out of cash? Is it a cash shortage problem?
It's the cash that's running out at the ATM.
Okay, yeah. But it's not like that.
The electronic transfer, the electronic money system, I don't think has been shut down. If that's what you're asking.
Right.
So let's see. So and further, they're imposing strict limits on ATM withdrawals now. So previously, people were cashing out as much as they possibly could. Now they're going to make it even more difficult to use the ATM to get your money out.
And some people are saying that they have limits on their digital transfers prior to this happening. They already had limits in Greece on digital transfers of cash.
Now they're even more limited, however. The story goes on. Sunday's decision to declare a bank holiday was a signal that Greece's 5-year battle to stay in the shared euro currency may swiftly be coming to an end, as leaders elsewhere urged steps to find a way to avoid that. Panicked citizens tried to pull their money from their accounts while they still could. ATMs in Athens were running out of money and tensions were running high as Greeks stood in line for hours to scrape together cash for basic supplies. Lines mounted at gas stations as worried residents topped off their tanks for what could be a protracted period of time in a cashless nation. Quote, the decision to prolong financial aid to Greece is offensive, and it's a disgrace for Europe in general, says Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras in a brief Sunday evening address across Greek television networks. He said he was seeking an extended and enlarged bailout from European lenders that would carry the country past Tuesday when it'll otherwise face default. There were signs that their creditors were leaving the door open to negotiations, blah, 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 blah. It's basically a retread of what we shared last night. So basically here's the limit on the ATM withdrawal. So
what is it?
Early Monday, the government published the decision to close the banks until after the referendum. This is a referendum they're going to be holding on July 5th, so in about a week.
So the informed Greek people can make their wise decision collectively.
Yeah, so the referendum will be asking Greeks whether they would accede to the austerity demands of the nation's creditors. Greek leaders have urged their citizens to vote no. So just to clarify, the creditors want their $1 billion back. They want their $1.6 billion or whatever it is that the amount is that they have to pay by Tuesday. And they would like their money. And they would like payments as soon as possible. The guy who's running the country is saying, I will not be a part of this. This is not for Greece. We need a bigger bailout, and we need it now. We can't be cutting back our size of government. The Greek people will not stand for this. And so they're going to have a referendum where the Greek people will register whether or not they're willing to go through these austerity measures,
this is
these
like
cutbacks.
Idiocracy, basically. Like, do you like money? I like money. These people, who's going to vote themselves? Less money. They're like, oh, right. Okay, go to the polls, and you know, if you vote, what is it? It's yes if you want austerity measures, and no that if you don't want austerity.
That's
measures.
Correct.
So, yeah. Okay, who's going to go in and vote for fiscal responsibility? Really?
The people
has that
are likely
ever
not
happened?
Going to do that. Yeah. And so, if they don't vote for fiscal responsibility, then the creditors
let's be responsible.
The creditors will consider that Greece has defaulted on its loans and basically cut them out of the euro.
Yeah,
that's the idea.
This is there are no chance for responsibility. It's let's vote ourselves other people's money. Let's kick the can down the road a little bit longer. And who's going to be the next lender of last resort for them if not the IMF?
They're going to have to start putting their own money.
Right.
That's what it's likely going to do, or adopt somebody
which
other some
they
other currency.
Used to do. So that I guess they'll have the euro plus what was the drachma or whatever.
I don't know what the Greek currency was.
Yeah.
But now it's a $66 daily limit on an ATM withdrawal.
That's all you need, right? You don't need any more than $66 out of the ATM.
Greeks can continue to pay their bills online, but they cannot move their money abroad.
And that sounds like it's actually a $60 limit, because I don't know any ATMs that spit out ones.
Yeah, good point. That's right. Well, maybe it's $66 converted from Greek money or converted
euros.
From euros or something.
Yeah.
A Greek economic official also said the Greek stock market would remain closed Monday. Most Asian markets were sharply lower on the news, and the euro plunged more than 1% against the dollar. But guess what's going up? Bitcoin.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
Check on Bitcoin.
Last time I looked, it was getting close to
$260. Wow. It's been climbing all day today.
What's it at right now?
158.
Wait,
or, excuse
258.
Me, 258. Yeah, sorry. I was just looking at the last couple of digits.
Yeah, it's been a slow climb.
258.
It's been a slow climb. And in fact, I touched on the interest in Greece about Bitcoin last night. There's a more detailed story about the explosion of Greek interest in Bitcoin. All of a sudden, Bitcoin is very viable in Greece. We will give you more information. You can share your thoughts coming up here. Plus, a mom has been charged for allowing her 7-year-old to play in the park across the street. This is not the same story that we told you about a few weeks ago. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster.
The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.